Hi there. The word for today is on the marriage covenant. In 1 Corinthians 7, verse 10, Paul writes, "For those who are married, I have a command that comes from the Lord." Having God's blessing on your marriage is contingent upon operating according to His rules. To enjoy His protection, peace, and prosperity, you've got to follow His instructions. For example, you can spend hours arguing and still not resolve the issue when, if you'd just followed God's rules in the first place, the argument could have been over in a matter of minutes, and both parties would have been satisfied at the end of the process. Think about it. When your car breaks down, you take it back to the dealership. Why? Because they sold it to you and they know how to fix it. God performed the first marriage. So when your relationship gets into trouble, if you're wise, you'll talk to Him about it before you talk to each other about it. Furthermore, when you get married with the attitude, "Well, if this doesn't work out, I can always get a divorce," you're running in the opposite direction from the truth of God's Word. Listen to what Paul writes. "For those who are married, I have a command that comes not from me, but from the Lord. A wife must not leave her husband, but if she does leave him, let her remain single or else be reconciled to him. And the husband must not leave his wife." Now, yes, there are some acceptable reasons for divorce, like when someone is in physical danger. But they are the exception and not the rule. Recently, a Hollywood celebrity spent millions of dollars on her wedding and then divorced her husband 2 months later on the grounds of incompatibility. It's crazy, isn't it? Look, when you say, "Till death us do part," you say it before God, and you're supposed to mean it. And that's the word for you today.